At the age of 22, I moved from New York City to Tokyo to study at a top Japanese university. The girl I'd eventually marry went there, and they had a special course in English for international students. We'd met the previous summer as undergraduates on a month-long exchange program in the U.S., and I believed, despite the enormous differences in our backgrounds, the relationship could work. One of my first impressions of Tokyo was waking up at 4 a.m. in a youth hostel on the 21st floor of a central Tokyo high-rise. Outside, the sound of the Bosozoku motorcycle warriors revving their engines on the boulevard below. And in synchrony, a flock of huge black birds flew past the glass window in the lounge. I'd arrived in the country of the modern-day samurai and wondered what I was doing so far from home. These were the days when telephones were still the main means of instant communication, and the previous day we'd arranged to meet at nearby Hibiya Park this afternoon in front of one of their large fountains. It was a bit surreal walking from Yurakusho Station to the park, not yet being able to read the street signs. But once there, I bought a cold drink, settled down on a bench, opened a Japanese language primer, turned on my Walkman, and waited. I was listening to Leonard Cohen, a cult favorite then, who had recently released what would become his stellar hit Hallelujah. Perhaps it was the angelic music, but when she arrived, I somehow knew everything from here on would be all right. On Friday nights, in a Jewish home, husbands sing to their wives the chapter in Proverbs describing a woman of valor whose value is greater than rubies. It's also sung when couples are under the marriage canopy, the chuppah. Recently, it's become popular at weddings to sing these verses to the tune of Hallelujah. And as the officiating rabbi, I can't hold back an enormous smile when the music begins.